Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, cuz?
Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Wait, Tuesday or Wednesday? Wednesday. My God. These days, they just fly. I have no concept of them all. You know what's terrible is that I go through days thinking about my Little League schedule. What's today? Oh, that's right. Today's this day. Oh, God. Well, welcome. We got lots to get to today. The schedule leaks, and Chudas is making me wait until 11 o'clock to digest the schedule leaks.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God. I can't take it. I love the schedule. I don't understand. Right? Listen, I realize I geek out a little bit, but I love the schedule. The schedule's fun. The schedule's like, you get to think about it, all right. The weather turns. Not that I want to. I want to enjoy the summer. It hasn't begun yet. So I'll enjoy the hot weather. But, you know, there's something about fall and autumn and football. And, oh, man, here we go. Week four of the NFL. La, la, la. And the bigness that the NFL gives you. And it's my beef with John. Yeah, that is the fun police guy. There he is, Sergeant Kincaid. With the glasses, Sergeant Kincaid comes out. Please stop talking about W's and L's. It's stupid. Like, I agree it's stupid. But it's fun. All right? Sometimes you could have meaningless fun. Not all your fun needs to be intellectual fun. Sometimes you can have potato chip fun. And that's all W's and L's are. Yeah, do they mean anything? No. Are you going to be right? No. If you are, it's all blind luck. I get it. But it's about thinking about the season, thinking about the sport. If you have immense love for the sport, you miss the sport. So in this stupid, silly game that we always play, it's not meant to be lazy sports talk radio, as Sergeant Kincaid would have you believe. It's just called flipping fun, all right? Thank you, Andrew. Flipping fun. It's all it's meant to be.
Okay, don't worry about it. Enjoy the win.
Thank you, Andy. And come 11 o'clock, we'll dive into some of the schedule leaks.
Are you going to be able to wait?
No, it's, oh, you can see, I referenced it before the Sixers, before the Phillies. I referenced what? I referenced the schedule.
Thank you, 97.5.
Okay, I love the schedule. Thank you, Brandon, because I love the schedule. All right, last night, Sixers, it was a tale of two halves. And it was an amazing tale of two halves. So ultimately, Sixers don't clinch. There's the bottles remain unpopped on ice, waiting to go, right? We wait for it. However, the tale of two halves is a fascinating one. Yes, it is a very, very fascinating kind of thing that was played out on social media. The first half, Ben 14, I think, if I remember correctly, my man had 14, two jumpers, look great. I'm getting barraged. Your boy does that. We're fine. Yeah, you're right. That's the only, listen, I love the kid. I do. I love him. And, you know, it's funny because somehow I'm a Benenon member. And according to my man Tyler Tynes from GQ, I'm also a Ben critic. I'm not. All I want is for him to flourish and the Sixers to win. That's it. I got no other agenda. Actually, listen, I'm not going to tell you that I'm the, you know, purest of driven snow. But when it comes to this conversation, I genuinely like Ben Simmons. I think he's got a great ability. I want him to extract and use all of that ability, and I want the Sixers to win. Well, first, I want the Sixers to win. Second, I want Ben to extract all the ability. That's it. That's my meager wants. That's not a lot. I want them to win, and I want Ben to become the player that he can be. Because he can be a great player. You saw it in the first half last night. And all those people who said, see, if he just does that, like my man Anthony on the Instagram, he's right. Yeah, that's it. Do that, and everybody shuts up. Then the second half comes. And he gives you six. And then they lose. And, you know, not that it matters. Because in the grand scheme of things, they're going to clinch the one seed. And it is what it is. But it's so weird because the Sixers are so polar. I heard it yesterday with Mike, right? Mike and Tyrone. See, we all, I think, agree that, you know, we're in a great place, the Sixers. Like, I'm loving it, man. There was a guy who called up Mike's show and was like, dude. And it was a great phone call. He calls Mike up and is like, you know what? We don't celebrate them enough. Like, we don't celebrate what the Sixers are doing enough. The guy said, and I think he was around my age, and he said, listen, he goes, this team is the greatest team, the best team, since I was a boy and they won the title. Yesterday was the anniversary of game four against the Lakers, 1980. Doc with a finger roll, and we were just a wee bit lad, Massimo's age, right? Like, you know, just a little child who with big eyes for Dr. J. And so all these years later, like, when I think back to it, they haven't been really this good since then, since that team. So 83, like 84, you expected them to go far, but they got bounced in the first round. But ever since then, you know, I mean, the Barkley and Mahorn team, stomp and bump, they weren't a finals team. You had Jordan raging, the whole thing. Then you go all up to Iverson. And as much as we love 2000, 2001, that great season, you know, they weren't some lock that we were going, oh, my God, they're going to win the championship. But this team could actually win it. So, and I agree with that caller. You know, but we are amazingly manic. First half up. Second half down. We go from quarter to quarter with manic behavior. Now, what is that? We need to discuss and dive deeply into the manic behavior. We'll do what we were supposed to do yesterday, which is the polarizing athletes, and Ben showed you why he's king again last night. And then it comes to the Phillies. Good win. And Tunis, play the song, because it was a really, really good win in Washington. Always good to beat the Nats. Bryce goes yard, a second deck bomb. Do you remember? And it was a majestic, beautiful shot by Bryce Harper last night. Take that, Nats fans. All right, so they win, and it was great. But beneath the win and the beneath the victory and the surprising pitching performance you got from Chase last night, I got to question Joe Girardi.
Chase, you are the man.
Who?
The man.
You missed it. Close. Who? One more time.
Chase, you are the man.
There you go. Well, for five innings, Chase Anderson was the man, right? He was the man. However, you know that come the sixth inning is the pumpkin inning, right? That's when midnight strikes on Chase. You know that the third time around the lineup, when they took a look at that slop, they go, oh, all right. Now, you got Trey Turner and Soto due up. You got the bases loaded. You got Bohm there. You got a 3-0 lead. How in the world do you not pinch hit? How? I don't understand. You got a pinch hit for him there. And you could see that he was on a short leash because right after the Soto walk, he gets him out. Because he knows what we were thinking. That is, yo, dude, listen, you get five innings like that out of Chase, you pat him on the butt, you go, great job, dude. Awesome. And you take him out of the game. That's what you got to do. I don't understand it. It's not even a question. And now I'm starting to think, because there's these little kind of moves, and I look at Joe G, and I go, dude, are you that good? Like, there's stuff that these are moves you got to make, man. I question the genius. I wanted Girardi bad. And I'm starting to get a little buyer's remorse. I mean, listen, he's not awful. It's not like he's Gabe, who's, by the way, winning. But it's not like he's Gabe. It's just, like, look, that's a 101 move last night. Good morning, Tunis.
Yeah, you know, I got two or three tweets from three different people yesterday saying, did we move on from Gabe too early? Because they're winning. And then moves like, or the lack of moves in the Phillies game happened yesterday. And I'm like, oh, God, I don't want to deal with this.
I don't either.
I don't want to deal with that. Because I hated Gabe. I could not stand him. And I, like you, was dying for Girardi, a real baseball man, and all that kind of stuff in here. But that's another move where I go, well, he was the manager of the Yankees when they won. The really, really high talented, stacked Yankees when they won. That kind of concerns me.
It does.
You didn't really have to be a genius
to manage that team.
Yeah.
But you saw last night, you were a baseball man.
Yeah.
You saw last night.
That's the second you get bases loaded. I was talking about this morning too with my man Connor. If it's two outs in the inning and you got nobody on and Chase Anderson's up the bat, all right, let's see if he can give you one more inning on the mound. Because your bullpen had been taxed against the Atlanta Braves. You had the extra innings game. Noel didn't go all that deep in his start. So you go, all right, let's see if we can get another inning out of Chase. But as soon as you get bases loaded, and again, the third time through the order is a big deal. I just looked it up. Chase Anderson's fourth inning ERA this year, which he surpassed that yesterday, is in the tens. His fifth inning ERA is in the fives. And then he just hasn't recorded an out yet in the sixth inning because he hasn't even made it that far.
Right.
But you know the inevitable is that the big inning's going to happen.
And by the way, you got to look at the order, right? So the top of the order is coming up for Washington.
Right.
So Girardi knows that, which is why he gives him the hook. So if it's in your back, you might have any question that Chase is going to get blown up. Win the game. It's the game. The bases are loaded. Nobody out. Win the freaking game.
Yeah, and listen, if they were up 6,
what?
If they were up 6-0, 7-0, I go, all right.
No, it's 3-0.
It's 3-0.
You got to win the game.
Yes.
Win the bleeping
game. Especially after the last two games in Atlanta, which were major disappointments.
Dude, yes. Yes. And it really pisses me off. Like, come on, man. But this is 101. Again, this is where, how come everything, and believe me, this is not Monday morning quarterback. They won the game, A. B, while the thing was going on.
When he walks up to the plate, now batting, Chase Anderson.
And I'm screaming at him. What's wrong with this dude?
I don't know.
Like, he's a brilliant guy.
Yeah,
he is. He's a brilliant dude, Northwestern, brilliant guy. I mean, the guy consumed all, you know, again, he forgot baseball. He forgot as much baseball as I know, right? Like, I mean, let's be real. Like, as much as I think I know sport, my man, I mean, that's all he does.
Right. Hey, he lives it.
He was a really good catcher. Catchers know the game. I mean, I think I can have a conversation with him. I think you can have a conversation with him, but... You know, I mean, let's face it, he's Joe Girardi, right? But why?
Yeah, I don't know. Because,
like, what's the answer?
Here's the other thing.
That hurts my brain.
If his thought process was, well, even if he gets out, we got McCutchen, Segura coming up next. Well, you run the risk of a weak grounder, and it's a double play. Like, what if he hits a tapper back to the pitcher? He goes home, and then he goes to first. You got a double play. Now you got two outs. I don't understand.
There's really no reason for it. Because he already told you by his quick hook in the bottom of the inning that he was worried about it. Right?
Yeah, that's exactly what he told you.
So if that's the case.
It's also because he gave up a home run and then walked Soto on four pitches. You go, uh-oh, here we go.
Yeah, I know, but you already know it. Like, that's my point. Like, you know that going in. We all know that he's on borrowed time. He's Chase Anderson. Here's what he is. You get the five innings, you're happy. It's not like he's a young pitcher and you're, you know, he's in uncharted territories. No, he's an older, you know, veteran.
Who is what he is.
Right.
Now, I'll say this. If it's Wheeler on the mound, I roll the dice.
Yes.
But because it's Zach Wheeler.
But I don't think that's rocket stuff. Like,
no.
I think that's duh. If you have Wheeler on the mound, yeah, well, you know.
Nola. Yeah, I'll even say Eflin.
Yes.
But not Chase Anderson or if it was Matt Moore,
you know,
or Velo.
Because Eflin is going 6 or 7.
Right.
Nola's going 7, probably 8, and Wheeler's going 7, 8, or 9.
Let me also say this. It's not like Anderson was all, like, he was effective. Obviously, he shut them out the first 5 innings. He didn't look good. He never really looks good.
No.
It's a 92-mile-per-hour fastball.
Because you have some loud outs, and there were some loud outs.
Yeah, he got the bases loaded jam where Josh Bell was ahead of the pitch, hit it foul, and then ended up getting out, right. You know, striking out, but...
No, but that ball's a grand slam.
Yeah. If he sits back a millisecond, you know, 4-2 at the time.
Exactly. Come on. What are we doing here?
Yeah, it's
he's got to know better.
It's a head scratcher.
This is
sure.
This is what irritates me. Let me ask you a question, because maybe you have had the same thing that I have. The older you get, the more frustrated I get at having no control. As a fan, you're a bystander.
Right.
And I hate having no control.
Yeah, I mean, it is frustrating.
I hate being a passenger when I got Joe Girardi driving. Like, I should be happy Joe Girardi's driving.
Right.
But I don't like the way he's driving.
But you also
and
know
I want to drive.
You've been in this situation before. How many baseball games do you think you've watched in your lifetime? A million? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And you've seen that situation come up before. And typically you'd go, well, every time you would probably say, oh, well, you bring in the pinch hitter here. Especially if it's Chase Anderson.
Right.
You're not doing it at Nolan Ryan's
right.
on the mound.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, it was a head scratcher. It was disappointing. So was the Sixers losing yesterday. I'm not doing gloom, but it was just, I was hoping to celebrate a little bit today.
So it was I. I was looking forward to pop some bottles.
Right. It was disappointing.
So we got bottles. Do you got bottles just in case? We had beers, right? But we have any more bottles?
Isn't it? Well, I can scoop some up.
There's not a few phone calls.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, but, no pops today.
But yesterday I thought it was fascinating because in the loss, it's a tale of two halves. We are manic.
Social media was fun yesterday. It was.
We're so manic.
There was such a loud voice in the first half of the... Ben support. Now, I don't even want to say supporters, but you know what I mean? Like, because
no,
I don't want to
I
call
don't.
It anything. But the first
you called
half
it
was.
To me, you said, as in basically an insult to me, Ben and Ons.
Well, yes. The first half was Ben and Ons crowing. The second half was the Ben haters.
I did not crow.
You did not. Social media was buzzing last night. Listen, my reaction was, as a Ben critic, my reaction was, do that every night.
I know.
I'm not asking for 14 the first half every night, but that fadeaway jumper that he hit, I don't even see him attempt it. He never attempts it. So just attempt that once a game.
Right.
And then maybe next time, you can then blow past the guy.
Right.
That's all. I'm not asking for much. I'm not asking for Kobe. I'm asking for...
Listen,
6 in the first half, 6 in the second, or 8 and 8.
Actually, you should get 14 in the first half.
Yes, I should, but I can't have those expectations.
I wanted 14 and 10.
Yeah, I would love
24?
Yeah, but
without Joe, really 14 and 14.
Well, yes, without Joe. But what happened in the second half is what is concerning a lot of people is...
But okay, so what happened in the second
defense.
What happened in the second half is illustrates my once when we got into that conversation with Tyler Tynes from GQ about Ben, and you know, his point was don't expect. I don't know why he expected it. I'm like, well, look, first half. That's why I expect it. Shouldn't I expect that? Is that criminal to expect that? I don't think so. And that's where I kind of am on both sides of the argument. Because I love the kid, and yet I do expect him that he can do that on a regular basis. All right. Lots to get to. We're just getting started. And, of course, we're leaking the schedule.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, let's resume. Thanks, Davey. Let's resume the schedule. All right, where do I begin? Let's begin with week one. And then I will give you the latest on the Eagles schedule, what we know, okay? So here is week one of the NFL schedule 2021. We begin Thursday night, September the 9th.
What a game!
Cowboys at the Pirate Ship in Tampa. Thursday night football kicks it off. Cowboys against the Champs.
As much as we hate the Cowboys, can I say that that's genius by the NFL? You go America's team, Dak returns.
Against Brady.
Against Brady. That's genius.
Well, it is. It's you know, you're going to love it. And, of course, with the headliner of the Sunday games is the Birds. Birds versus the Falcons. So the Eagles open up on the road, 1 o'clock, Fox. And since it's the Eagles and Falcons to start it off, it's probably our only shot for a decent crew.
We'll have to hear the other 1 o'clock Fox games before I can come to that determination.
All right, are you ready? Minnesota, Cincinnati, Niners, Lions. So far, I give us the nod.
Yeah, because Burrow might not be ready. We'll see. He might not be ready week one.
Ooh, this one's tough. Seattle, Indianapolis.
Yeah, we're screwed.
And then
Wentz's first game. Against the Seahawks.
The 425 game, you'll have the Buck Aikman game, is Packers-Saints.
That could end up being a terrible game.
It could be, yeah.
It could be Jordan Love versus Taysom Hill.
Yeah. They might want to flex it to Seahawks-Colts.
Are they allowed to right away?
I don't see why not. Denver and the Giants is the other 425 game on Fox.
Okay.
I mean, number one, Seattle, Indianapolis, right? But you can make the argument that Eagles Falcons isn't bad. We know the Eagles are going to stink, but
right.
The Eagles are a big name nationally.
So we're hoping for the third team.
Yes. Well, maybe second team. We get lucky.
If we get lucky, Seahawks.
I mean, listen, I just don't want the slop team, the Chris Myers. Ah, horrible. Also, how about this game's unbelievable? CBS. Steelers and Bills.
That's great.
Wow, that's great awesome. Game. Pittsburgh, Buffalo, the Fighting McDermotts. That's a great game. Jets, Carolina, the rules open up.
1-0.
Darnold against the Jets, his old squad.
1-0.
Jacksonville, Houston. Who knows what's going to happen with Houston? And you get to see the kid in Jacksonville. Arizona, Tennessee. That's a hold your nose. Chargers.
That's not a hold your nose.
Tennessee. I guess you're right.
Murray and Tannehill.
Yeah. No, you're right. Henry.
Yeah.
You're right.
With DeAndre Hopkins for Arizona.
No. I misspoke. You're right on. First of all, I love Derrick Henry.
Oh, of course.
I love watching him run. You're right. That's a good game. Chargers, Washington. That's what I was looking at. That's a good game, dude.
Yeah.
I think Washington's going to be good.
It'll be interesting to see how.
And I love the Chargers.
The offense moves forward.
Chargers are a good squad. Miami, New England. And, of course, the Sunday night game. Chicago and the Rams.
Does Fields play?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, Dalton.
Why is that the Sunday nighter? I think you got to go.
Well, they got Boy Genius that they're going to fall in love with for an entire. Oh, God, to hear Collinsworth talk about him.
Dude, I got to tell you.
That's a mute job.
Why is that I don't understand. That's the opening Sunday night game?
I guess you get the L.A. market who don't care about football, but then you get the Chicago.
Dude, Seattle, Indianapolis. I would go Seattle, Indianapolis before that one.
I would, too. Well, you got the Young Fields, the Chicago market, and then you got L.A.
You're right. That's is Chicago, L.A.
Yeah.
But the game isn't compelling. At least I don't think. All right. And then on Monday night, Baltimore at Vegas.
That's going to be awesome.
I got I'm upset about one thing. You know what it is?
Yes.
What is it?
No doubleheader.
Where's my doubleheader? I love the doubleheader.
First time since 2006 there will not be a Monday night doubleheader in week one.
Why?
So I did some research on it. They ended up getting another package deal. They're going to have, because of week 18, because 17 games, they will have a Saturday doubleheader, ESPN will. And I'm going to guess they will roll the dice and hope that it's two games that matter. I'm guessing
why
that's what it is.
Give them both?
I don't know.
Come on.
Listen,
give
man.
Them the extra game.
Yes.
I love the doubleheader. Oh, the 10 o'clock. Ooh.
My guess is the ratings must have been down or something like that.
That's stupid. Who doesn't like two football games on a Monday night?
What was that guy's name? Sergio Dip.
Dip, baby, Dip. Dip, baby, Dip.
Having the time of his life.
That was awesome. The Dip, baby,
poor,
Dip,
poor
Dip,
guy.
Dip, Dip, Dip. All right, here we go. This is what we know on the latest of the Eagles' schedule. You ready? Let's start it off. We open the season at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Eagles Falcons to open week one. 1 o'clock on a Sunday, Matty Ice. And the ATL Kincaids.
Yeah, how about that?
Versus the Birds.
Does he make the trip?
Oh, Johnny?
Yeah, if you're John Kincaid, do you make the trip?
Yeah, sure you do. It's your team now. You gotta go in like you gotta. In fact, the whole morning show should go.
Yeah.
They got to go in like they're your Grant, right? Come on, man. You got to be Ulysses coming in there. Ulysses Kincaid going back to ATL. I think you got to do it. All right. And then week two, we know this. According to the Inquirer, Jeff McClain, Eagles Niners. Week two, 1 o'clock, Lincoln Financial Field. That, my friends, is one big fat L. I smell Owen too. How about you?
That's gonna be my fan card. Can you please win? Because I don't like Shanahan. So, boy, he's boy genius junior.
You're irrational hating these guys. I just don't even understand. Like, I don't understand John's hate of Shanahan.
Can we start a Chris Sims tattoo chant?
All right, whatever. According to the Inquirer, Eagles, Raiders, you can't beat the best. This is the best time. You're right, Andrew. The best trip of all trips. Eagles, Raiders, October 24th.
That's awesome.
Wow, week seven. Week seven, Birds, Raiders in Vegas. Lose your mind.
Live.
Lose your money. Las Vegas, here we come. And we know the Giants schedule. According to the New York Post, Eagles at Giants. That game, the Sunday after Thanksgiving, Eagles Giants on November 29th.
Where are we going to be at, Eagles-wise, the
29th? It's week 12.
Over under 3.5 wins up to week 12.
Yonder!
They're going to be 3-8 going into week 12?
No, 3-7.
Oh, yeah, because of a bye.
They'll probably have their bye around
there. So it'll be 3-7. All right.
Yeah, definitely on.
Or 2-8.
Yeah,
or 1-9.
And if week 16, the day after Christmas, according to NorthJersey.com, the Eagles will host the Giants at the link, where my guess is there will be a lot of bad-looking Santas in Lincoln Financial Field.
That's of course
And they
true.
Will be... That's my guess.
And are they going to say they're booing Santa again?
Yes.
Oh, and then I didn't add it on there, but I remember it was talked about a few weeks ago. I think the Eagles and Jets are week 18.
Right.
Because when they added the extra game.
So the last game of the season.
Yes. I don't know where. I don't know when. Time-wise. But Eagles, Jets, that's what they announced a few weeks ago they added all the games.
All right. Look at that. Look at that. All right, coming up, we'll give you some more highlights from the schedule as the schedule leaks continue.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.